I've long been out of the dating world, right? But I was reading about what they call deal breakers. Deal breakers. Like you go out on a date, everything, and then this happens, or you learn this, and you're like, I'm out. Mm-hmm. I call it that. You tap it out. Mm-hmm. Like basically, you're ending the date.
And it can be the smallest thing.
Oh, totally.
Which
totally.
You can't stop thinking about.
Yeah. I will say, if I went out, if I was single and I took a woman out and I went out on a date, I would think we would go to dinner. I don't know what we would do, but let's just assume we're going to go to dinner.
Yes.
If you give the waiter or waitress attitude, it's a deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
If you disrespect the server, it's a deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
Right to me. All right? If you go to someone's house, this is, you know what they said was the number one deal breaker for women? One of the biggest deal breakers? If they go to your house and they find out that you're boosting cable or you've got some sort of illegal cable hookup, it's a deal breaker. They're out.
Laura's not going to be that way. She's going to look at you as a person saving money.
No, I mean, dude, no.
That, well, there's
out of all of the potential deal breakers,
if you go on a date with me and you use coupons, that might be a plus in your book. But if you're telling me you're stealing cable, I mean, I might not like that.
I'm not a thief.
I like coupons.
I'm not going to bust open a coupon on a first date. I'm just not.
It drives me crazy. Like, if I order to-go food from somewhere and I have a coupon, and mm-hmm. Jeff's like, I'll go pick it up. If I give him coupon, he's like, I'll pick it up without using the coupons. I'm like, no, we're saving a buck.
There are obvious things. Like, look, if we're out on a date and you all of a sudden say something racist or something like that, you know, something, I'm out. You know what I mean?
How did they use it?
No.
I mean, did they distort it or did they put it in a joke?
No. Doesn't matter. On a first date, first impressions are everything.
Yes, but remember,
they're
nervous.
I don't care.
They're nervous. They're going out on a date with a guy from the radio.
First date, bad breath. Deal breaker or not?
Ah, but like what? Cigarettes or like, do you have a poop sandwich? Break it down.
I'm not breaking it down.
Okay,
I'm just simply saying it's bad
smoker,
enough where
you're like, all right,
you
poop
can
sandwich?
Smell it.
All right, there's a problem.
Okay. You can sense it. You can smell it. That's a deal breaker. These are some of the deal breakers that they talk about.
Not necessarily.
About.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just having a bad day.
Bad hygiene.
Yeah. If you
stink.
Yeah.
If you stink, then you're
why
out.
Do you stink?
And
just,
if I,
doesn't matter, Scotty. You
bad
stink.
Hygiene altogether.
I don't care why you stink. You stink.
If you
it's
smell,
a deal breaker.
If you have dirty fingernails, earwax, you look greasy.
Okay,
hair.
But I just mean, is it dirty that you just came from work, or is it dirty that
it's
you
a date,
haven't taken
Scott,
care of yourself?
At least
take
assume for a second
yourself,
that
right?
You're going out on a date. Okay. Don't just say you climbed out of the poop tank because you're a septic guy. Be real here.
Okay. You've been out of the thing for 30
you
years.
You say something sexist. Deal breaker.
Not sexist, but you don't have to be so, so I got this.
So you're driving to the date, you're driving your date, first date, they fire up a joint as you're driving in your car. Deal breaker?
Wait, there's no discussion of it?
Yeah, they just bust it out when they're going to just start. Deal breaker?
Not necessarily.
No,
not a deal breaker. What is for you?
Yeah, it's a deal breaker.
Because
you're not a
deal breaker. I'm not going to lie. You know me. It's not. What am I going to keep you? Are you going to be in my car? I'm a 58. You're going to bust out? No. I don't want you. Smoking. Period.
God,
pretty much is out.
Seriously.
I'm sorry.
Seriously.
Scott.
You never get single.
I'm never ever going to get single.
No, you're not.
Even if I did, I'd follow by 10. I go home. Being ignorant is a deal breaker, my friend. I'm just saying that as a warning.
To me?
Yes.
I'm not ignorant. Shut up.
These are the deal breakers.
You're ignorant. Ending a date because she's getting high. Maybe she just needs to come back down to earth.
I'm certainly not saying that that's not why she's getting high. I own that, my friend. I own that. You know, but I think if you bust out a line of coke in front of me, that's more of a deal breaker than whatever.
No, I'm sorry.
Breaking out a joint is a little different than.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah,
maybe medically she has a problem.
Okay,
within the eyes, the glaucoma. Glaucoma. Is that what it's called?
What were we saying about being ignorant?
Glaucoma.
Yeah, glaucoma.
It's,
yeah,
it's
a part gun. It's a 9mm glaucoma. Anyway, so those are some of the deal breakers.
Honestly, for me, it was. you know, like, how do you present yourself? How,
what was a deal breaker? Putting you on the spot. What was a deal breaker? Right in the bit, like, listen, I'm not talking about, I'm talking about first date. Yeah, this isn't going to go the way I wanted. Like, what was the thing that, what, that made you, pull, you know, tap out?
I think
of a date, or know that there wouldn't be a second date.
In between my divorce and where I'm at today, I probably more of it was me, as in I wasn't comfortable, still, you know, dealing emotionally with things that were going on, you know, in my life, have been with the same person for a very long time. So I think a lot of the deal was myself.
Sure.
So in my head, like, you know what?
Absolutely.
If all of a sudden they got really nice, I'm like, you know what? I'm not used to this, and I...
Someone getting really nice to you?
Or just, I mean...
Too nice.
I'm just repeating what you said.
You know, sometimes if things might move too fast, right. You know, when you start using the word we a lot,
right?
Because the only we right now I have, well, I mean, it's different now,
yeah.
But it was me and the girls.
Mm-hmm.
That's the we that I have.
Yeah. the biggest thing for me would be the rude thing. I mean, like, if you're rude, that I don't understand people go to a restaurant and are rude to a server or someone who works there. That just tells me a lot about you, and I'm all set.
Emotional drunk. Like, if we start drinking and all of a sudden you're...
Billy didn't treat me right.
There's
you're
one
out.
Type of drunk you're like, hey,
yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
That's but if you got the...
yeah, yeah. Oh, the criers. Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
And I don't want to talk about your ex. I want to talk about mine.
Right, man.
You know?
I agree.
This person sent me a picture. She says, I've always called these sandals deal breaker sandals. They look like the old Tevas.
Yeah, I know. I just posted a photo on Facebook of myself with my family in Aruba like 15, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm wearing sandals. And people came after me about the sandals. Like, Jesus Christ, people. Relax.
I gotta go look now.
It's like 1992.
It's a great picture of you guys.
Get off my back about the sandals.
Wait, yeah, I gotta...
Gretchy, the dude wears a V-neck shirt. No way. Peace out. I'm gone.
Okay,
that's Jody.
What's wrong with a V-neck?
Well, she doesn't like it.
Okay.
That's a deal breaker for her. That's Jody.
Oh, you guys had matching Tevas. The whole family is cute. Oh.
They weren't matching. They just happened to be...
You got a sponsor.
They
sponsored their trip.
I went on a date with a guy. He showed up with a white button-down shirt and a black concert T-shirt underneath. I'm out.
What?
Hey, I love the I'm out. I love the underneath the white button shirt, man. That is funny. I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
Gretchy, drugs or smoking are both deal breakers for me. I don't want to be around smoke, period. I don't care what kind it is. Sorry, I just don't. So that's me. That's me. You go ahead and you can do it, but that's not me.
A girl that can't stop swearing.
Yeah, any amount of swearing, I would imagine, on a first date is probably not going to get you far.
It makes you look so dumb.
All right,
but then again, you got to remember it might be these nervous twitches that they have because they're nervous.
Yeah, twitches?
Not twitches, but I mean,
Crutchy, what if she pulls out a flask and starts drinking in your car? That's going to raise an eyebrow.
What if she says you want to share?
Yeah.
No, if you're going to a first date. And the person you're on the date with busts out a flask. I don't care what sex you are. They bust out a flask in the car. Yeah. Tell me that's not going to raise an eyebrow.
It's not going to raise an eyebrow.
It is going to raise an eyebrow.
No, it's not.
What are you, a pirate? I don't know.
A flask?
Give me a break. You go on your way to a first date and you're going to bust out a flask and that's not going to raise a flag.
How do you know?
I don't know. I guess nervous. I'm just conservative.
She's nervous.
Whatever. Anyway.
I like how you think everything's because of nerves.
Jeez. It's because that's what he suffered. All right. Deal breakers. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back. Stay with us.
MorningBuzz.com. Your buzz connection.